Hey guys, I just wanted to share a story with you today and kind of see if this story resonates with you at all. I think that stories, especially in emergency medicine, are very important to share with everybody else just because they can be educational, it can, you know, be rejuvenating, it can be therapeutic to share your stories with other people. And this one actually comes from when I was a brand new EMT. Over 10 years ago, I probably hadn't been practicing for more than 6 months at the time. I had a great paramedic partner. You know, we had just left base in our ambulance, had an EMT student in the back, super nice girl, super eager to learn some stuff and run some calls with us. And this particular day, we, had left base, we were driving to post, and we got a call for a cardiac arrest. And we're like, all right, here we go. You know, we kind of getting our mindset ready. We're going to have to do some stuff. You know, this is going to be a legitimate call. We pull up, we grab all our bags, our EMT student's eager, she's grabbing our bags, we're carrying stuff in, and we walk into the living room of this house, and I just remember walking past two young children. We walk up to the hysterical wife who's pointing upstairs, and we walk up the stairs into the back bedroom, and there's this man on the floor right next to the bed in cardiac arrest. You know, he's not breathing, doesn't have a pulse. I'm like, I'm a brand new EMT, I know what to do. I start CPR, start, you know, pumping on his chest, and then I remember, oh yeah, we've got an EMT student. I'm like, hey, you know, this is something you don't get to do every shift. You know, start chest compressions on him. And after about a minute, you know, my more experienced paramedic partner is like, hey, you know, he's, you know, in rigor mortis. This guy's been dead a while. There's not much we can really do. So we stopped CPR, and of course I was a brand new EMT. I didn't even really understand what rigor was at the time. And I was like, okay, you know, this guy's been dead a while. And, you know, while my paramedic partner kind of explains to wife that, you know, her husband's dead, there's nothing we can do for him at this point. You know, I'm loading the bags up back in the ambulance. We're putting the ambulance back together. And, you know, I'm trying to put up this big facade of, you know, this doesn't bother me, like, you know, in front of our EMT student. And, you know, we see this stuff every day, like, this isn't a big deal. If this bothers you, then this isn't the career field for you. And, you know, trying to sound impressive, like it didn't bother me at all. And, you know, we finished getting the ambulance back together, and I'm still kind of talking like this, like, you know, I've seen 1,000 deaths, it's not a big deal. And my paramedic partner's like, Aaron, hey, you know, she's crying back there. And I was like, oh. So I kind of shut up for a while and let her process that. And then I kind of realized that we tend to lose our humanity sometimes to try to sound impressive, like things don't bother us. And, you know, just like that EMT student crying in a completely appropriate way. I mean, she just witnessed the father of this family, this father of two young kids, this husband, you know, this dad, he's dead and he's not coming back. And it's a very appropriate response to cry about it. I think it's less appropriate when you can just ignore that and brush it under the rug and not process it. It's actually more appropriate, I think, to actually show some emotion about it. But so often, especially in emergency medicine, we have to shut down that part of us and see people as patients and not see them as human. And we have to do that a lot of times because it's our job. You know, we can't see everyone as a human, or this job will emotionally kill you and you'll go home crying at the end of every shift. So we have to see patients as patients and not as humans sometimes. And so I completely understand that side of things, but I think we also tend to lose our humanity when we ignore the way we're actually feeling and we don't process it properly. And I don't really have like a lesson behind this story other than to say, share your stories with people. Things that impact you, you need to talk about them. It doesn't have to be in the moment. You don't have to debrief after every traumatic patient. You don't have to go cry in a closet after every dramatic situation you see in emergency medicine. But at some point, share your stories, share the things that you've seen with other people to help process that. I think it's very therapeutic. And I think stories are very important. And you know, I want to know if this kind of stuff resonates with you guys. Let me know if you want to share your stories. I anticipate here soon doing a podcast where I bring on some people, some nurses, some EMTs, paramedics, docs, to kind of share some of our stories together, like we're just sitting down at coffee. If that's something you guys would be interested in, stay tuned and check out my channel. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss it. But I think that's what I'm going to work on next, and try to get some good stories for you guys to help you process your own traumatic stories and help them process the situations that they've seen.